Mala Quipa is being brought to you by Hoffman's Drugstore in the heart of Quiptown on Franklin Avenue. Remember, you can always trust and believe in what you hear, just like this report when you deal with Hoffman's. Three resignations and one hiring were approved by Aliquippa Council last night. Aliquippa Councilwoman Vicki Fratangeli submitted a letter of resignation to Council due to ill health. It was announced at last night's meeting. The city is accepting applications and resumes from interested persons at the city building at 661 Franklin Avenue. Solicitor Myron Sinovic said a replacement must be named in 30 days or the city would have to go to court and let the courts decide on a replacement. Her term ends December 31st, 2019. City payroll clerk Sharon Emerson Cox resigned effective immediately. Police Sergeant Johnny Shuley, the third resignation, was accepted. Joshua T. Gonzalez was hired as a patrolman and was recommended by the city's Civil Service Commission. The city is also seeking an applicant for a full-time officer. Police Chief Robert C. Locke was commended for a job well done during these tough times by Councilman Art Paroli Jr., who chairs the police committee. Mayor Dwan B. Walker reported on Governor Tom Wolf's visit to the area, and he talked about the enterprise zone in the city where there is a possibility of future growth and development. He also announced that there is a job fair for those interested at the Salvation Army today. The event is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is Sandy Giordano reporting for WBBP WNBA Beaver County.